Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
I'm the best ever.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Whatever you're doing, you need to take it and rip it up and throw it out.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We got to start with the fact that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting.
Shocking.
Where the hell did this come from?
I mean, it's been in the works for some time now. Yeah.
Today's guests: six-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, plus three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Fletcher Cox, a frequent Pro Bowler and All-Pro and future Pro Football Hall of Famer from the Philadelphia Eagles, announced his retirement over the weekend. He is slated to join us any minute right now. In this hour, we expect to have yet more news popping. We even got a new drop in store for all that. Mike Del Tufo, very excited, I imagine, because you put it together during a commercial break, right?
Yes.
You want to hit
while
it?
While we were working.
Yeah,
hit it.
Breaking news.
Boom! There you go. We're very excited.
I got something. You want something?
Oh.
Breaking news.
Boom! Yes?
After 11 seasons, David Bakhtiari is moving on from the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. Well, he's been quite hurt the last couple of years.
Yeah, posted this long message on Twitter and Instagram.
Hell of a run.
It's going to be released.
Always wanted to raise a Lombardi on Lombardi Avenue, but I will never complain. Gave it his all. My 32-year-old self is so damn proud of the 21-year-old with no facial hair, bushy-tail kid that wanted to do his best. I'm so proud of you. He meant that. He wanted to thank everybody, his family.
Yeah, only played 13 games in the last 3 years.
Mm. So now the question is, does he go to the Jets?
I would imagine so.
No, he's going to be free. Does he go to the Jets? Jets need any offensive line help they can get. If Bakhtiari is, in fact, physically able to perform, you know Rodgers is interested. And Bakhtiari knows how to FaceTime him, I guess. So there you go. I mean, because the Jets have got to hit the offensive line. I'm seeing so many folks on the old X machine talking about how T. Higgins has now demanded a trade. He was franchise tagged. As you know, franchise tags are either slapped on somebody or placed on somebody. Placed as if they don't mind it. Slapped as if they mind it. T. Higgins is the slap version of it.
Yeah, it was very much slapped.
He is not happy. And he's also saying they haven't had any talks about a long-term contract extension since March of 2023.
Ooh.
That's been a while.
Quick look at the calendar.
It's been a year.
That's a whole year.
It's a year. So that was the last time that he played last year. And then now he's looking for more than just a one-year deal. And it appears the Bengals have a guy who doesn't want to be there. The only issue there's a guy who owns the team who one might refer to him as stubborn. And set in his ways. Don't forget, folks, the Bengals did not have a stadium sponsor until somebody probably sat Mike Brown down and said, "We're going to have to take Dad's name off the building, sir. And we're going to have to sell it. And because we got to pay Joe, so pay core." Boom, happened. Never happened. I don't know if there's a pay T gate in pay core. I don't know. But he wants it. And I don't think he's going to get a trade. So if I'm T. Higgins, I would be ready to play for the Cincinnati Bengals or not at all. That's the way it usually goes with them. I'm hoping for his sake, if not. But I'm seeing everyone in the X machine saying the Jets should go get him. Listen, you know what the Jets need to do? They need to protect Aaron Rodgers. They need to go to the competition committee and ask if it's okay for Rodgers to play in bubble wrap this year and ask if Rodgers would be comfortable playing in bubble wrap, because it doesn't appear to be any other extra protection up front for him. They're going to have to hit the hell out of that from the 10th overall pick in about 6 weeks from now to whatever they're hopefully doing with Joe Douglas burning up phone lines, calling anybody who can block from Tyron Smith to Robert Hunt to everybody and offering every inch of cap space to those guys. The defense is handled and the skilled positions. At some point, you're going to have to give Garrett Wilson a T. Higgins contract. Get ready for that. T. Higgins. Okay. What matter does he, you know, what does it matter to have T. Higgins if your quarterback is on his ass? Am I wrong? The guy's going to be 40 years old with a repaired Achilles. Let's protect him. Like, let's do that. Let's figure that one out and blow open the holes for Breece Hall, which will also protect Aaron Rodgers. All right, Jets fans, stop tweeting at me that T. Higgins should be a Jet. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
No. I don't want T. Higgins on your team.
Okay. But you should. Because he'll be disappeared on the Jets.
Well, it's the same thing. I'd love T. Higgins. I'd love Calvin Ridley, but I don't know who's throwing him the ball and who's protecting the person we don't know who's throwing the ball yet.
Right. Correct.
So
although I do believe, while we're on that subject matter, I do believe the Patriots are going to now draft a quarterback. I believe that's the case. I don't know if it's a given.
I believed it the whole time, don't you?
That was the thought in at the combine. They're gonna stick and stay at three, not on Marvin Harrison. That's why, you know, Gerard Mayo said locally, as soon as he was named the coach, we're gonna choose the most important player at the most important position, and that's clearly at the time I thought quarterback. And now Mac's out, but they were gonna do that anyway. I'd get ready for another Jacoby Brissett 2.0 if I were you, and then Drake May can sit.
That's
basically what I think the plan is going to be there.
I think that's great. Or what if it's a fourth rounder for Justin Fields and you have Fields and either Daniels or May?
Well, if you get Justin Fields, you're not choosing a quarterback at three. You're going to fix him up with Marvin Harrison Jr.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You trade out of three. Somebody wants Drake May. Then you can hit it. That's if you want Justin Fields. If you want to be in the position, again, Justin Fields, if you acquire Justin Fields, you're not only acquiring for this year, you're acquiring him for next year, and that's a fifth-year option, which is still inexpensive compared to the contract we're going to see Kirk Cousins sign or the one that Baker Mayfield signed for $30 million, you know, this year. So it's still inexpensive if you're getting Justin Fields, but you're buying him for 2 years, essentially. And if you want to get Drake May for the next 10, well, then you've got to restart a rookie contract and the whole business there. You might just do that. Stick and stay and just stay with the plan and go and attach yourself at the hip of a new quarterback. But it is very enticing to just flip whatever you can for Justin Fields. Hopefully it is a third-day pick. And then you bring Justin Fields to New England. You trade out of three. Let somebody go up and get Drake May. And then you trade not too far down. Giants would be a good spot at six.
And you can get Harrison or Roma Dunze or our Malik Nabers.
At six?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes, you can.
That's fun. And then you get, what, two number twos the next 2 years? Two number ones, maybe? Something like that?
I don't know if that.
Whoever comes up for.
You could, maybe. You can get a one for next year or a two.
Yeah.
That's what you got to have, pal.
Could be fun.
Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is a recent retiree, to say the least. One of our favorites. It's been a long time since I had a guy who I once upon a time fired up Eagles cam for back in the old NFL Total Access days. Good to see Fletcher Cox. How are you, Fletcher?
I'm doing good, Rich. How you doing?
I am great. Congratulations are in order, although Marshall Faulk once upon a time told me, don't say congratulations to somebody who just retired. I don't know if that's fitting for you. Fletcher, is it?
I'm out of, it was great. Been a really good, long successful 12 years at a high level. So I figured it was time.
But okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, you are welcome. So let me get into that. Why did you figure it was time, Fletcher?
Well, you know, just going through, like last year, I went through a bunch of ups and downs, like far as physically, with the body, and especially, you know, honestly, the Madden 17, the extra game actually, it affected a few things. And, you know, me normally, like, I don't miss games, you know, I don't miss a whole lot of practices. And, you know, I kind of felt like to myself, you know, I would be lying to myself if I told myself that, you know, I could continue to do it at a high level. So, you know, I figured it was time to call it.
So was it during last year that you thought this is the end?
Yeah, it was just some weeks I would come home from games, just in doing the process of trying to get prepared to go to play another game on Sunday, which, you know, during the season, we all know it's a long season, right? You know, mm-hmm. We all get physically beat up. And, you know, just sometimes it's, you know, sometimes I found myself asking myself why. And I always told myself, whenever I feel that way, I know it's time. I enjoyed it. I still feel like I played at a really high level last year, you know, even with the ups and downs and missing some games and missing some time. Yeah.
And then I imagine, was there anybody in your life talking you out of it or at all? Fletcher?
A few people was trying. They, you know, they said, man, why? You know, you still playing at a really high level. I think you can get two more years out of this game. And I was like, yeah, you know, but then again, when it comes to week 10 or 11, you know, when the real comes to grind time, you know, your body's going through the same amount of stuff that you went through the year before. And, you know, I didn't want to be that guy. You know, I know it's, you know, could I play? Yes. You know, but, you know, it's one of them things where it was time to call it, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, 5 sacks, 17 QB hits, 36 pressures in 15 games. You've 188 games played. That's the third most in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. So obviously there's tons of mileage. And you said the 17th game, you felt it? You felt it?
You can feel that that last game. When the start gets to that last game later in the season, you're like, how many more games we got? You're like, oh, we got four more in that 17th game. I mean, you can actually feel it.
So what would you, say to people who wished you stuck with it, Fletcher?
Just, you know, I mean, a lot of people in the building, you know, friends, family, you know, I tell them all, hey, like, you know, it's your opinion, but I have to live through the pain, right? And I think when I told my loved ones that, the people that I'm close to, they was like, man, you know what? You're right. You know, I can sit here and say, hey, you know, keep going, you know, but it's not my body's going through, it's your body going through it. And once I explained that to them, then that's when they, you know, they actually understood, you know, where I was coming from.
Fletcher Cox here after 12 Hall of Fame NFL seasons, deciding to hang him up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Any sense of not wanting to hang him up because the season, your last season, didn't go as well?
No, sir. That had nothing to do with it. You know, that the season, that the way I seen the season ended last year had nothing to do with, you know, with my decision. You know, my decision. And that was one of them things where it was, you know, it was made. And I wasn't going back, anything like that. And a lot of people asking me, hey, what if a team call you week 10 or 11? I was like, well, they'll just be calling because, you know, when I'm done with something, I'm done with it.
Okay. So that was going to be another question, is of what if they, what if the Eagles called you? But that's for another time. What I was inferring is that the season didn't go very well. So you didn't want to end your career off of that. Like maybe play one more time. You want to run it back. Like that was the sense, for that. For you.
Yeah, but you know, you want to run it back, right? You want to do things like that to try to make up for, you know, not end the way that it ended. But then again, it goes back to what we talked about and opening up with. It's going back to, you know, just putting my body back through, you know, just everything. And you know, I just, you know, I wish, you know, our season would have ended better and I would have retired on a higher note. Yes, but did it? No. And you know, just. That's part of being a pro and playing in the NFL.
Fletcher Cox here on the Rich Eisen Show. What did happen this past season that you can share with us, Fletcher? What happened?
I don't know. I really don't know. I still think about that on what happened and to the team in our season, the last six or whatever, 7 weeks, you know, we come out the bye week, we go on the road and we win a tough game. And then it kind of like, it's kind of trickled from there. And, you know, we won that game. And then it's, I really don't know. I still can't put my hands on it. I still can't grasp my head around what went on, because our team had so much talent. It was so special. We were so close. And, you know, for us to end it that way was, you know, not the way that, you know, obviously the city wanted that season to end, especially, you know, what happened to us the season before. And, you know, even the coaches, you know, and the support staff and, you know, just the organization.
So, again, I the general sense, and, you know, respond however you wish, Fletcher, is that there had to have been something going on behind the scenes, that there was some sort of internal discord that had to have torn the team down, Fletcher.
I still, like you said, Rich, I mean, if I knew, I would, you know, I'm brutally honest with anybody, you know,
right.
You know, if I knew, I would definitely would have respectfully, you know, put it out there with, if it was something that needed to be addressed, you know, especially being a leader on the team, guy that's been in the locker room for a long time. I would have tried to address the situation myself from a leader standpoint and then try to work things out.
So the sense as well was that the head coach, Nick Sirianni, might not be brought back, which, by the way, led to one of our favorite sound bites here at the Rich Eisen Show, to the point where we've made it a drop. Go ahead.
You're a clown, bro. Get out of my face, bro.
Does that voice sound familiar to you, Fletcher? Does that voice sound
That's
familiar?
That's your boy. That's me.
Did you not really know? Did you not even hear the conversation surrounding your coach at the time when that was brought up to you?
I'd be so honed in on what's going on, okay. Like, you know, inside. I really, you know, I don't have a bunch of time for the outside noise.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's when distractions and everything starts to come. But I did learn that day. you know, maybe.
Yes, indeed. Know, so what do you say?
Day late and a dollar short.
What do you say about Sirianni and those who are questioning whether he's the right guy for this team?
He's the right guy, without a doubt. You know, I think that, you know, we had a bad little stint, right? Those last few games, we had a bad stint, we had a bad run. And, you know, listen, it's the city of Philadelphia, right? Our fans are tough. They're hard on you. They don't matter who you are. Like you said, Nick is the guy for us, for the Eagles, because he took us to three straight playoffs, Super Bowl appearance, you know. So, you know, he's a guy. You know, he knows how to handle the guys. He's a player's coach, but he's a coach, obviously, when it's time to get things done. So, you know, he's a guy in Philly, and, you know, I'm happy to see him still there.
What did you say? Again, you might not have heard this about the outside noise, but there was some outside noise, Fletcher, that when Big Dom got the gate from the team and couldn't be on the sideline, that is what affected Sirianni's ability to comport himself with the players and the other coaches. I don't know. Is that, what do you make of that one, Fletcher?
I mean, Dom plays a big role in, you know, in the organization, right? He's been there longer than a whole lot of us. I mean, I think it's 22, 23, 25 years or however long. He means a lot, obviously, to the organization. And he's always a guy on the sideline that's keeping the coaches back. Always following the head coach and just trying to keep, you know, him, you know, for not getting a penalty, right? You know, show your personality, but, you know, obviously remains a pro. You know, not having Dom on the sideline was different, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was different not having him on the sideline, because I'm used to going on the sideline and talk, you know, during the game, going to, you know, say a few things to Dom. A lot of guys do that. So, I mean, it does make a difference when he wasn't on the sideline. You know, he's a guy that everybody look up to.
Fletcher Cox here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so with you and Kelsey gone, who's going to be the leaders in that locker room, Fletcher? Who do you have?
You still got the two lone wolves. You still got BG and Lane there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, they still there. They're going to hold it down. And obviously you got, I mean, Jalen, I mean, he's a quarterback. So, you know, you look at him as one of the leaders. But, you know, the two big dogs there, Lane and BG is still there, and they'll hold it down.
And then what's your favorite memory? Give it to me from your 12 years. Yeah. I know I'm asking a lot for a for 12 highly successful years. You won a Super Bowl, clearly, but what do you have on that, Fletcher?
Man, honestly, you know, winning the Super Bowl was very, very special, right? But the game before the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship, to hear the fans roar, you know, during that entire game, to hear him roar after the game, just to just their love and support, you know, showing us just, you know, how hard we fight, and we fight, they fight for us. So just the NFC Championship game, man, that's one of my favorite moments right there.
The one against the Vikings, you know, you're referring to?
Yeah, the one against the Vikings. Yeah. The one against the Vikings was definitely one of my most memorable moments that I'll never forget. Just seeing that confetti, you know, come down in that championship game was definitely one of my most memorable moments.
Did you know the Philly special was coming in the Super Bowl? Stand on the sideline?
Well, not at the time. You see it ran in practice, obviously.
Yes.
You know, you see all the gimmicky plays go in on Friday. So you kind of see him, ran, but I mean, everybody on the sideline was just saying, "Watch this!" And there it was.
Really? So you're just standing on the sideline. You heard somebody say, "Watch this." Is that what you're?
I mean, you get a few coaches on the side, offensive guys say, "Hey, watch this." You know what I'm saying? And that's when they ran it.
Yeah. Did you hear Kelsey gave Foles a shout out, Fletcher? You heard that one the other day?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Kelsey is definitely legendary.
We'll just leave it at that.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's all I can do.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so what's next? What are you gonna do? What's your plan, Fletcher? What do you have?
The plan is just slowly make a transition, you know, moving back. I mean, everybody knows I own a decent sized farm in Texas, North Texas. So just slowly make that transition, you know, from up here, up north, down there. So, and I'm in no rush to make the transition, just kind of still going to soak it all in. I'm sure I'll be around here, you know, in the Philly area. So just making that transition, you know, I definitely get to spend more time, you know, with my family, especially my nephew who's growing up on me. I get to go watch him. Actually this weekend go throw shot puts, and I'm excited about that. So shot put and disc, it'll be my first time ever watching him at a sporting event, so really excited about that.
Okay.
And then just, you know, just continue on with life, you know, just finding new things to get into besides obviously being on the ranch all the time working, and just, you know, just enjoying life, honestly.
Do you any media thoughts? You want to do that?
I haven't, no, not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, if you want to do that,
no,
you know,
media thoughts at the moment.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we could do a podcast called You a Clown, Bro. You know what I mean? Like, we could do one of those.
Yeah.
I'm a clown for that.
Yeah, we've got the drop ready to go. But if whatever you're interested in, Fletcher, if there's anything you know, I could be a part of or interested in, you know where to find me. I really always,
yes, sir. I appreciate it. Man. Oh, I've always enjoyed coming on.
I appreciate when you've come on and your play and your consistency and your brilliance at it for so long in a very difficult spot for some to play in, and for you to excel in it is worthy of all the praise you've received. And I just wanted to have you on, have a conversation, and be able to tell you that.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, man, I always enjoy talking to you. Mm-hmm. Soon as they asked me to, Rich, come on, I said, absolutely. I love going on there, and it's always a pleasure.
I appreciate that. I guess before I let you go, which of those footballs is the most valuable to the one behind you? What are those game balls of yours? What are those behind you there?
So on the left side right here, mm-hmm. these probably touchdowns or strip sacks. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, the game balls.
Okay.
On the other side over there. Some of my game balls.
Some of them. My goodness. Wow. Yeah. That's about 20, dang, if I can count. Well, at least closer to 20. Okay. Is that an A.J. Brown jersey in the corner? 11? No,
that is an A.J. Brown jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, he signed it for me.
Okay.
After the season and gave it to me. Then you got my picture right there.
Look at you in the draft. Look at the draft. Yeah. Look at that kid holding up the jersey. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Who was the first one to call you? Was it Roseman or Reed? Who was the one to call you that night? Who called you that night?
It was Howie.
Okay.
Then Andy jumped on.
And Andy jumped on.
Yes, sir.
All right. And the touchdowns, how many? How many did you have?
I think it's touchdowns.
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
If I'm counting Pro Bowl, four.
Okay.
Because I scored in the Pro Bowl.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah.
Fletcher, thanks for the time. Thanks for the memory lane. Thanks for the, on behalf of all the Philadelphia Eagles fans that I know, for the 12 remarkable years for the 12th overall pick. of the 2012 draft. Well done, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right back at you.
That's, appreciate it.
You're right back at you. Fletcher Cox heading off to the ranch right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's good stuff,
huh? That was
huh?
awesome. Yeah. That was great.
Number five all-time in sacks with 70 for the Eagles. 188 games played. Number three in franchise history. 2010 all-decade team. Six-time Pro Bowl. 4-time All-Pro. Hey, two things. One, he said, you know, he's straight up honest. There is nothing going on behind the scenes and arguments and whatever. Mm-hmm. But he did kind of say that without Big Dom, it was different on the sideline.
Yeah, he made it seem like Big Dom right? was a very legitimate part of this franchise.
All man. We've heard from Eagles and former Eagles, they love Big Dom, and he is a factor. And we just kind of heard it from a guy who was there last year.
And he didn't snicker. He didn't, like, he was dead very serious about it. Yeah. Like, we kind of made a joke about Big Dom, but, like, apparently Dom ain't no joke,
they
man.
Love that guy.
Right, he would go up to him and talk to him and...
The guy's been there 20-plus years. He's seen a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Also, as a Cowboy fan...
You're glad to see him go.
He and the big guy on the other side of the football.
Beasts,
Mr. Kelsey and Cox, to know that they're both gone and we don't have to put up with them anymore. Woo. That's good for us.
Let's take a break. Breaking news again. That's coming up. Overreaction Monday still to come. Mark Schlereth in hour number three talking about what's going on with the Broncos. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about too.
Yes, as I'm draped my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now that's like you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie and then I went satin black jacket black eagle on it. This is subtle.
Yeah,
this is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right
there.
You
get up close and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
What will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, it's say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. It's going to be a grinding game, and Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say. You can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have? You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant shoulder shrugging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know.
Kevin Hart's appearance shortly before he was almost proven right by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Derek in Missouri has been hanging on for the first hour and a half of this show. You want to pop him up there, DJ Mikey D's and D's Nuts? All right, Derek, you're on. What's up, sir? How you been?
Hey, Rich, you caught me just had a good time. I got done doing my interview with Colin Cowherd, and the guy just won't stop asking questions.
Good reference to our shows last week. Good stuff, Derek. Good job.
Oh, gosh, that was hysterical.
Well, actually, if this was last week, you'd be 5 minutes late, you know, because you'd be stuck on Colin's show. But it's all good. He was good.
Oh, no doubt.
Well done. What's on your mind? Good one.
So, normally, Rich, I would be talking to you about the Broncos, but I'm not going to open that can of worms because of what has been going on the last few days. But I will say this. People need to lay off of Dak Prescott, period. I know this is crazy coming from a Broncos fan supporting a Cowboys player, but it's not his fault that this man has a 2-5 playoff record. The problem is it's the team that he plays for. There's just so much that goes on every single year during the offseason and during the season. It's like Tony Romo. Everybody puts a chip on his shoulder, and this team has so many good years, and then they get to the postseason, they forget how to play the game, period. Prescott, would I want him on the Broncos? Yeah, absolutely. I'm like the Steelers fan that called in last week and said, I have Kenny Pickett. I mean, yeah, you said that. I think he had like 15 shots of tequila, pretty much. So...
Well,
Prescott is the man.
I'm with you, Derek. Derek, you and I are lockstep on that, and thanks for the call and the laugh. Appreciate that to start. Listen, Dak on the Broncos. That would break the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that would stop our show, and we'd blow off the rest of anything else we were planning to discuss over the next 90 minutes. But it's not going to happen because of various things. And that's the issue why Denver's probably not even on Kirk Cousins. Kirk might be making his free agency rounds right now and talking about this with Atlanta and that with Minnesota. I don't know who else is in on him. But Denver drafts a rookie, the success of having a rookie deal with your quarterback on a rookie deal is that you can pay everyone else in your organization if you have to pay them like a top-of-the-line free agent market and bring in other free agents, and you build around this kid because the kid's only making a small amount of dollars compared to what everybody else is making at the position, that you can pay everyone else. The everyone else usually isn't somebody else's quarterback to the tune of almost $40 million. So that's what we're going to talk about with Schlereth later on. But Dak is – that's what I said. Jerry, extend Dak. Get the cap space, build around him this year. Honestly, do you think Dak playing for one more years with Dallas is going to be a better version of Dak this year with the same essentially roster with some bargain basement free agents and more draft choices? That's going to be better for Dallas than what I'm ascribing?
No.
I don't think like you're going to get a better version of Dak in January. Uh-oh, if I don't win a playoff game, I might not be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback anymore.
Yeah, that's not really.
I don't know how that's a better version. All right, there's some breaking news, and there's a couple of free agent signings to talk about. Hit it, Mike.
Breaking news.
Boom! Okay, what did you have over there, Chris?
First one, this happened while we were talking to Fletcher Cox. Gabe Davis, wide receiver, going to Jacksonville.
All right, let's discuss this one. I like it. I don't even know how much it is.
3-year deal.
Okay, I mean, in terms of money, I don't know how much it is.
I haven't seen anything yet.
But you get a veteran wide receiver along with Christian Kirk and the rest of the, you know, players. $39 million with incentives, could get up to $50 million.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Per Diana Russini of The Athletic, and it looks like they're going to lose Calvin Ridley. So this replaces one veteran receiver with another. We all know big game Gabe from Buffalo. I like giving this target to Trevor Lawrence. The other signing for Jacksonville that isn't going to get as much, you know, heat from Buffalo is they signed Mitch Morse, the center. Now, that got a center for Trevor Lawrence. That's a nice signing. And that's the one of more than anything from Buffalo that we're talking about, the cap hits and getting rid of a whole bunch of players on defense that Bills fans have come to rely on and love. The one that they lost over the last few days that's of great concern to me moving forward is Mitch Morse. We'll see how they replace him. I believe Connor McGovern might move over from guard. We'll see if they get one in the draft. We'll see what Brandon Bean does there. But I kind of dig the moves the Jaguars have made. I dig those moves. There's a big one, though, that I want you to hit right now, Chris, in terms of leaving the state of Florida. You hit the drop, too.
Breaking news.
Boom! Chris?
Christian Wilkins to Raider Nation. 4 years, $110 million.
Earth-shattering kaboom.
Almost 85 guaranteed.
Boom!
Max Crosby's doing backflips right now.
That's the point. To get somebody who stops the run on the way to the quarterback that is going to require a significant amount of attention from the offensive line is exactly what the Chiefs have. Right in the middle. They re-signed Chris Jones over the weekend. The earth-shattering kaboom you heard over the weekend was Chris Jones getting signed by Kansas City as they start amping and ramping up for a three-peat. How do you stop Kansas City by not just stopping the run on the way to the pass with somebody like Christian Wilkins who requires a ton of attention to stop? He is a one-man wrecking machine. But just imagine what he can do when the Condor is lined up to his left. For instance, not saying that's the only place that the Condor can
move all the way
nest. But Max Crosby next to Christian Wilkins sounds like an AFC Pro Bowl team. Not just the team that's rolling out the footballs in the AFC West. Oh, baby. I really like that move. Now the question is, who's going to play quarterback in Las Vegas? What do they do there? What are they going to do there? Sitting there 13th overall with Aiden O'Connell as their current quarterback. I don't know. Hey, listen. They beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day. That's essentially what sealed Antonio Pierce having the interim tag removed. That and Max Crosby then saying, I'm out if he's not coming or staying. But I love this. That's exactly, you want to have a team to try and knock off the Chiefs.
Dang, that's such a good deal.
You have somebody in the middle who is such a monster. I believe on my power rankings list of free agents, Christian Wilkins was 4. I had him 4th. Chris Jones being 1.
Stayed in Kansas City.
Still waiting to hear on number 2, Kirk Cousins. That's a big ripple. What are the Vegas Raiders going to do for points? What are we going to do for points? What are we going to do here?
Got to bring back Josh Jacobs, right?
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to. And I love Josh Jacobs.
I know, pretty good player.
Dude. I think it would be a good idea to do it because in the same way that Ryan Poles made a nice signing of Jalen Johnson, you got to tell your guys in the locker room, if you ball out here, you get paid. If we draft you and you show you can do what we need you to do, and you stay out of trouble and you keep coming back and you're also a guy who represents our grit, you get paid. And that's the way you would pay Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs has more rushing yards in 5 years than Saquon Barkley.
No,
in 6.
And I know. I'm with you.
11 more touchdowns.
But when you say that you have to bring him back, obviously, you know, we're a very running back centric team here at the Rich Eisen Show. We always cape for running backs.
We like running backs.
And I think they deserve more than just, you know, if I guess what if Tony Pollard just got $9 million per, what do you give him, like at least 11, 12 or something like that?
I would think he would be, him and Saquon would be the two higher paid.
I would obviously bring in Josh Jacobs back, and then who do you draft? 13th overall. You should have a shot at Penix there. But is he ready to roll in the NFL this year? Do you get now Justin Fields, to me, this is not a landing spot for him. Unless the relationship between Justin Fields and Luke Getsy in Chicago turned around significantly from Justin saying that he feels like he's playing robotic in the offense. Remember he said that in the beginning part of last year and it created a huge stink?
Yeah.
Well, who was the offensive coordinator there? The current OC in Elvey. I don't know if that's a match.
Yeah.
So they're in the rookie market. Christian Wilkins next to the Condor, though. That is just unfair. And I'll tell you what. Good thing they got an interior line of significance in Kansas City, but they better fix the turnstiles on the tackles. Or I shouldn't say that. They better fortify their tackles because Crosby will keep the turnstile spinning.
No doubt.
I like the move. That is aggressive and smart by Vegas. I like it. All right. Let's come back. Take a break. Set up shop. Getting ready for Mark Schlereth. What in the world is Denver going to do? 12th overall. Jerry Jeudy's a Brown. Justin Simmons is a free agent. And Mark Schlereth's coming up with Russ in Pittsburgh.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
Okay, there's breaking Giants news. We'll get to that in a second. I just heard it.
Old.
I just heard it.
Old.
Some fun we're having here. Let me ask you this question, TJ.
Okay.
As a Dallas Cowboy fan, Saquon going from the Giants to the Eagles, how would you handle that? Would you appreciate the Giants fan just being in total private pile world of poop? Or upset that Saquon might be in a better place to hurt you?
I mean, why not both of those things? Because I'd be happy that the Giants got considerably stinkier. But it seems like the Eagles are always improving their team, even though, like, last season the record didn't show it. The Eagles and Howie Roseman always seem to be making moves to get that team better. So I'd probably sit here and go, yeah, that figures. And I'd probably throw some words in there that Roku Joe wouldn't want me to say on air.
Okay.
You know, that insert bad words.
Okay.
Figures.
Insert bad words.
Okay.
And with, you know, coming to my team, it just seems like Dallas, we rarely make that move. We'll make a move every now and then. We'll get the Cooper, you know, we'll get the Herschel Walker, you know, but it,
yeah, but Amari Cooper was the last time they went and got a star from another team and made a big, huge splash. By the way, for 20 million a year, you got a first round pick, right?
Yeah. But, so I love what you're saying about Cowboys get Henry or Saquon.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time we did something like that preseason.
No, but that's not – I'm just wondering, as a Giant fan, this is you're on the sideline watching one team fan base get gutted.
Yeah, I
got to say – the other team's fan base so excited, and they're both in your division.
Yeah, I got to say this. I do like the Giants more than the Eagles, so I'd rather see the Eagles suffer more than the Giants.
But it's because you're more threatened by the Eagles than you are by the Giants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we just spent the Roku channel segment asking TJ if
I forgot that was Roku. I could have cursed.
If the, no, it's okay. If the, I know, as a Cowboy fan, would you be happy that the Giants lost Saquon, but then equally unhappy because he would go to the Eagles? Because there's red hot conversation right now that the Eagles are offering the Giants, I mean, star running back, a mint, which is very un-Eagles-like. Remember, they let Saquon's successor in Penn State walk in free agent, free agency a couple of years ago, last year to Carolina, right? Miles Sanders,
yeah.
There's the door. We're not paying you. But Saquon, they would pay. Or is this like Yankees Red Sox stuff here where you're going to just raise the cost through the roof? Because you know if anything could shake the Giants off of their whatever their red line stances on Saquon Barkley and what to pay him, they're not going to cross it ever, but they certainly will to prevent him from crossing the old Walt Whitman Bridge from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, right? Or did I get that right?
I know that Del Tufo, is that where the
yeah
the Walt 100%. Whitman Bridge connects Walt, the yes. two states?
Yes.
Okay.
The Ben Franklin Bridge and the Walt Whitman.
Okay.
I'm not as familiar with Eastern PA.
Yeah. Walt Whitman Bridge goes across the Delaware River, connecting Philadelphia
yes.
to New Jersey.
There you go. So, I'm wondering if, and Howie's just like, you know, hey, we either get Saquon or stick the Giants with a bill they don't want to have when they have a quarterback that they can't stand, allegedly.
Well, look, the Giants could have paid Saquon.
That's a way to do it. I mean, wow, that's the whole stuff, man.
That's on them, right? They had the shot. They gave him an incentive-laden contract that he was never going to.
Oh, I love this intrigue. I love it. So, let's see where Saquon lands. Let's see where Kirk Cousins lands. We're about 2 hours into the window in which you can start talking to other teams' free agents. Oh, we have an update. Here
we go. We got Bengals pass-catching news. Drew Sample, tight end, 3-year contract.
You know, here's the deal. Like that's not right to do to our audience. Like, wait a minute. Hit the breaking news. Hit it one more time, Mike. Hit it.
Breaking news.
Boom. Giants free agency news.
Wide receiver giant free agency news.
Is?
A 1-year deal for Gunnar Olszewski. However you say his name. Gunnar not gonna work here anymore.
Olszewski.
Congratulations.
See what I mean? Like, that's not cool to do. Everyone's like, oh, it's Giants breaking Mikey news. D. What about Saquon? Yeah. No, you got gunnered.
All pro.
You've been gunnered. Sure. And by the way, it's spelled like punks with an apostrophe.
And apostrophe D.
Gunnered.
E-R.
Yeah.
Olszewski.
Okay. Gunnered.
Hey, congratulations, Giants fans.
All right.
There you go.
Don't downplay Gunner, though, Rich.
They are so nervous. Giants fans are so nervous. So we're going to go into the season with waiting for Daniel Jones to come back without Saquon. Is that what we're going to do? Is that what we're going to do with the 6th overall pick? Is that how we're going to do it? How about the Browns getting Jerry Jeudy for a 5th and a 6th?
I was...
And it's going to be Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper.
Bag of balls included in that?
David, listen, here's what the Broncos are doing, okay?
They need assets. They got nothing.
Here's what the Broncos are doing. Raising it down to the ground.
Yeah.
With guys that Sean Payton does not want around. And Jerry Judy's one of them. And he still has the capital, you know, Sean, to bait. Because they could have, don't you think if they traded Jerry Jeudy in the middle of the season last year at the trade deadline, they could have gotten more than a 5th and a 6th?
You think?
Maybe. But at the time, he had to go for a playoff run.
Yeah.
If you can make the playoffs in your first year with a bunch of guys that you don't want around from your quarterback to one of your wide receivers, you've done something good. Yeah. So you couldn't do that. So you did it now. He told Russ, we are taking the largest dose of medicine. You want to take a spoonful of sugar? We need to buy an entire sugar cane farm to help this medicine go down. 85 million dead money. And we're like, Russ, there's the door. Jerry Jeudy, there's the door. These are just guys that, and Cortland Sutton apparently is very unhappy about it. If you use the 21st century metric of
Uh-oh, that he
of looking at a Twitter feed. or in this case, I guess, Instagram. They're playing with my emotions at this point. There's a photograph of him with Jerry Jeudy celebrating. He removed, I believe, all Broncos mentions from his Twitter bio.
There you go. Of course. Okay.
Hey, Cortland.
That's what we do nowadays.
That kid Mims, he's really good. Mm. And there's a bunch of them in the draft. There is a lot of Marvin Mims out there that are coming. Yeah, stick around, man. I would tell Cortland, stick around. Stick with the plan here.
You'll be all right. Well, I guess he doesn't know who's going to toss him the rock either. That
might I'm sure
have something
there's a lot of anxiety there. But, hey, you got Sean Payton, and he doesn't want to come to back to coaching and then have this thing crap out completely. Let's see who he chooses as his quarterback. Let's see. Could be Jarrett Stidham for a year. I don't know. J.J. McCarthy's might be sitting out there at 12. Penix sitting out there at 12?
Penix will definitely be there.
I'm fascinated by this. And Mark, that's exactly why I called Mark Schlereth up and said, let's Zoom. Or reached out. Let's Zoom. And he's about to Zoom. Because he also torched Russ and Jerry Jeudy on his Twitter feed,
scorched
where
earth,
he's just
man.
Direct to camera telling fans to pipe down. I love that version. I love that version of Mark Schlereth. And hopefully we're going to get that one in about 5 minutes time.
Mark Rick Dalton Schlereth.
You know the one who put one of his Super Bowl rings to go clap back to Jets fans on his middle finger a couple of years ago?
I recall.
I'm saying, I mean, Sean Payton, I think, sees a lot, knows a lot, and is like, that's not my guy, and that's not my guy. That's a Cleveland Brown. That's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Shipping them all off to the AFC North. Mm. You know? So we'll talk about that with Mark Schlereth, hour number three, keeping an eye on everything going on. We haven't talked about the Oscars or women's basketball in the college circuit going nuts. That was a heck of a weekend.
Yep.
So still lots more to talk about unless news keeps breaking. Then we'll just keep talking about that. 2 hours in on this very busy Monday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Mark Schlereth of Fox Sports is coming up. And while we're on the subject matter, it's time for Deshaun Watson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's Cooper. That's Jeudy.
Joku.
That's the two-time coach of the year who dialed it up for Flacco. That's Njoku. We're assuming they're going to figure out what's going on with Nick Chubb, and the running game is excellent because we're all talking about how terrible the Russell Wilson trade is, if the worst all time. If Deshaun Watson can't stay healthy for a full season and doesn't take the Browns to the playoffs in the first 3 years of the deal, and they're paying him all this guaranteed money, is that the worst trade of all time? If he doesn't make the playoffs through this five-year deal and he's coming up halfway through it.
Yeah.
Suspended for the first 11.
Yep.
Then Joe Flacco steps in and becomes the comeback player of the year in just a month and a half.
Right. Insane.
And the coach of the year is the coach of the year in part because three other quarterbacks or four others started for a team that won double-digit games, even with you being out. Just throwing that out there. Browns fans love when I carp about this. So, hello, Cleveland. You got a ton of great players and a great coach. It's time to get the quarterback up to speed.
Got a beast on defense.
All right. Mark Schlereth. Oh, yes. By the way, defensive player of the year. For some.
Movies, TV shows, books, podcasts, and more. It's what women binge with Melissa Joan Hart and her friend Amanda Lee.
We have Lauren Bosworth with us.
Yay!
The Hills. So what is like your number one question from fans?
The primary question I still get asked was, "What is it real?" In 2024, to me, is a surprising question to get because I feel like everybody has been through the reality TV gauntlet at this point.
What Women Binge, wherever you listen.